This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 169, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show, our first show of 2015. It's mighty cold here on the east coast of the good old USA. I think the high today is in the 30s. It was 16 when I got up this morning. What's the weather like in your neck of the worldwide woods? I hope somebody, somewhere, is warm. It is pretty warm inside though. The wood-burning stove is cranked up high. Every time we start a new year, I look forward to it being the year of a real rock and roll revival. There's a few popular artists that are still playing real rock and roll, but not too many, and it's certainly not on the radio. So weather forecasters issued a flurry of apologies for their spectacularly off-the-mark prediction of 20 to 30 inches of snow for New York City. It left the city in a virtual shutdown, when actually the blizzard barely glanced the city at all. In Boston, someone was arrested after witnesses reported he fired multiple shots at two parked cars that were parked in shoveled spaces. During the course of the investigation, the fact came up that he was observed yelling and banging on doors in the neighborhood about vehicles parked out in the street. Additional facts came to light that he had produced a handgun and fired at two of the vehicles. They said it's reasonable to believe that the man had shoveled the parking spaces that other cars were now occupying. In Baltimore, they place lawn chairs in parking spaces that people have shoveled, and I would advise not moving the lawn chairs. In 1967, the Beatles spent a second day at Knoll Park, Kent, England, to complete filming for the Strawberry Fields Forever promotional video. That was before the days of MTV. Taking time out from filming, John Lennon bought an 1843 poster from an antiques shop in Surrey, which provided him with most of the lyrics for the Beatles' song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. In 1969, Led Zeppelin played the first of two nights at the Fillmore East, New York City, during the band's first North American tour. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com. First up, Burke Long.
She's got a way of bringing the heartache. She's got a way of making me blue. When she goes out to California with her friends for spending my money like it all just grows on trees. She's got a way of looking so pretty. She's got me begging, darling, please. She's got a way.
was my seat. The trees dump for the table. Ain't gonna fuss and fight about it. Seen as even care for a sparrow. Oh, the brown leaves were my pillow. The warm earth was my bed. Free of old stray dog make it. So to can a man, so to can a man.
Start a lesson. I try and fight and rip off all the pieces of my disappointed.
We just heard Graham Parker. We heard his tune, Dislocated Life. On the web, grahamparker.net. Before that, we heard from Bucksworth. We heard their tune, Drop Me Down. Before that, we heard Crazy Mary. We heard their tune, Orgasmic Annie. On the web, crazymary.com. And opening the first set, we heard from Burke Long. We heard his tune, She's Got Away. On the web, burkelong.com. From North Carolina, the small town of Candor. I'd like to send a special shout-out to Roots Rock Radio listener Jeff Parker. He made a donation to the Roots Rock Radio show. You can do the same at rrradio.com. It helps with the expenses in producing the show, post office box, the bandwidth, etc. His note said, thanks for another year of music. Jeff in Mississippi. Thanks again, Jeff. It is appreciated. In 1949, RCA Records issued the first ever 45 RPM single. The invention of this size record made jukeboxes possible. In 1963, 17-year-old Neil Young performed his first professional date at a country club in Winnipeg. 1964, the Beatles started a seven-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with I Wanna Hold Your Hand, which was the first U.S. number one by a U.K. act since the Tornadoes' Telstar in 1962, and it was the first of three consecutive number ones from the group. In 1966, the Rolling Stones released 19th Nervous Breakdown. It peaked at number two on the U.K. singles chart. 1967, Abbey Road Studios in London. The Beatles started work on a new song, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It wasn't until the Beatles had recorded the song that Paul McCartney had the idea to make the song the thematic pivot for their forthcoming album. In 1962, the Beatles played their first professionally organized gig outside of Liverpool at the Oasis Club, Manchester. The group set started with their version of Hippie Hippie Shake by the Swinging Blue Jeans. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Makes their heads ache. and turn on, we'll turn on. Why never knew that I would lose sight of my plan to stay alone. I thought the way that she was ranting was enchanting my lush. I don't remember why I went and lost my temper. She was crushed. When she was bawling, I was stalling with one foot out the door.
We just heard from Nobody's Business. We heard the tune, Nobody's Business. They're a rockabilly trio from Michigan. Straightforward, powerful, modern rockabilly with strong melodies. On the web, facebook.com/nobodysbusinessband. Before that, we heard from Wilco Johnson and Roger Daltrey. We heard their tune, Sneakin' Suspicion. This album's roots began in 2010 when Roger and Wilco found themselves sitting together at an awards ceremony talking about Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. Both The Who and Dr. Feelgood were influenced by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. The Who covered Shakin' All Over. They decided on the spot it would be a great idea to collaborate together on an album, but both being busy men, the idea drifted away. Then in January 2013, Wilco was diagnosed with a deadly form of pancreatic cancer and told he had just months to live. The guitarist seized upon the opportunity to make the most of his time left. He refused chemotherapy. When The Who finished a sold-out world tour, Daltrey was delighted to discover that Wilco was still well enough to fulfill their ambition of making an album together. Roger jumped up and said, "Let's do it." He knew this lovely little studio called Yellowfish in Uckfield. Unfortunate name for a place, but a great studio, Johnson said. The album was recorded in November 2013 in a week, using Wilco's crack touring band. Everyone got along famously, says Johnson. It was a real great atmosphere. Well, as it turns out, the doctors called Wilco back in when he didn't die when they said he was going to see what was going on. It turned out that he had a form of pancreatic cancer that was curable by operating. He had the operation, and he is cancer-free in 2015. Congratulations, Wilco. Before Wilco and Roger Daltrey, we heard the Yow. We heard their tune, Get Off, featuring Sylvain Sylvain from the New York Dolls. On the web, facebook.com, The Yow. The Yow is a four-piece garage punk band from Missouri. Before that, we heard Million Dollar Mouth. We heard their tune, Lush. On the web, milliondollarmouth.com. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Texas sand and that lonesome town, lonesome town,
lonesome town,
lonesome town, lonesome town. Bury me back in the orchard of my youth, where we would plan our escape, play hide and seek with the truth. Bury me back in the orchard of my mind, when you were laughing at me. steals a piece of her every night. She said, take me with you far away. I don't care where we go, I just don't wanna stay. I'd take any place in this whole world over feeling this way. No one said life was gonna be good. Nobody ever said things turned out as they should. So I sort through my lost and found. But life is just life. Anywhere you go, in the pain's too real. If the scars don't show, all I know is that I got to go from this lonesome town. Lonesome town. Lonesome town. Lonesome town. Lonesome town. I got to go, I got to go from this lonesome town.
Home till you're all shadows without the light. There would be no nightfall without a sunrise. Nowhere to get lost if you're never gonna wander. No way to be brave if you won't get hurt. If it doesn't destroy you, it might make you strong. My father used to tell me when I was young, and now that he's gone, I guess I know what he meant. I'm stronger than ever. Sense of contradictions, the whole mess of things, the loving and leaving, the doubting and dreaming, the hope and despair, it's all part of the deal.
just heard from Holly Huntoon. Break It, You Own It, on the web, hollyhuntoon.com. Before that, we heard from Annie Keating. We heard her tune, Know How to Fall, on the web, anniekeating.com, Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter. Before that, we heard Morgan Trenny. We heard her tune, Delaware, on the web, morgantrenny.com. And opening the set, we heard from Carla Ryder. We heard her great tune, Lonesome Town, on the web, carlaryder.com. The Day the Music Died, 1959. 22-year-old Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, died in a plane crash shortly after takeoff from Clear Lake, Iowa. The pilot of the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza plane was also killed. Holly hired the plane after heating problems developed on his tour bus. All three were traveling to Fargo, North Dakota for the next show on their winter dance party tour, which Holly had set, covering 24 cities in 3 weeks. So we started a new year, 2015. I'm not even sure how many years I've been doing the Roots Rock Radio Show at this point. We started in March. This will be the 8th year, maybe the 9th year we've been doing it. I've certainly heard a lot of great music over the last years, and I want to thank all the bands that let us play their music on the show. I'm glad to promote them. I'm always on the hunt for real rock and roll. It's not being played on the radio that much, but it's still being played in the garages around the world. Hopefully it'll return to popular radio at some point. Anyway, until the next show, this is Richard Taylor, signing off.